The European Eastern Rite Catholic bishops issued a message today confirming their goodwill in collaborating to build a culture of encounter and dialogue, and stating that the gospel is necessary to build a robust human society. The message followed a four-day meeting in Slovakia on the evangelization of culture, which came to a close yesterday. Chris Altieri spoke with the local organizer, Father Robert Jaeger.
The message focused on the importance of the dialogue with the culture, and as well as the importance of the reaffirmation of the Christian roots of Europe as such. And of course, we looked at the present situation, all the crises, the economic and so on, and also the conflicts in the Middle East. So the bishops felt that the most important thing to underline would be that we are here with the good news of Christ, and the good news brings the hope. And now the concrete way how to communicate this hope and this good news, first of all, is our willingness to collaborate with all the people of goodwill, as well as to be able to build bridges. And what came out from the whole meeting is the importance of the culture of dialogue, or the dialogue itself. Also, Pope Francis is calling us to reflect on. So the dialogue would be the key message, or the keyword, as well as a call for ending the fighting and all the suffering in the Middle East, especially. So I would underline this main focus: our willingness to contribute, our willingness to collaborate, and how we should start. It is through the dialogue, and the dialogue can have the dialogue works on a couple of levels. The first of all, to get together and have a human relationship, to be together, to listen to each other. A dialogue can work on the level of common actions in the social sphere, in the sphere of culture, education. So the church and Christians, they have something to offer on this level. And of course, the dialogue includes also the level of discussion and of searching the truth, again, on various levels.
Listening to you talk in this broad and general way, it makes me wonder whether you have as yet any sort of concrete initiatives or proposals for projects to help actually strengthen the culture of dialogue.
Since this meeting is not a formal assembly or something formal which would require each of the participants to make concrete steps, it's rather a point of sharing ideas, inspiration, and motivation. So we have put a couple of things on the table, and it will take, I think, some days for each of the bishop or for each of the country to come out with concrete initiatives. What we have done so far, and we offered as an example, for example, here in Slovakia, is the initiative of dialogue with the modern secularized culture through the project of the Night of the Churches, which of course, it's not our own new project, but we are participating in the initiative of Cardinal Schönborn. But it has brought a couple of new things, that those who are far away from the church, they were surprised that how open can the Catholics be, and we were surprised that they are willing to come to not only to see the churches and then the ecclesial buildings, but also to ask questions. And then again, a new surprise for them that we were willing to answer. So this is only one of the examples, but I think it's very important to realize that an open mind, open heart, willingness to listen and to answer can build a very, very firm bridge for the dialogue.